Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Yeah, I love that song. It never gets old. I can hear it. Of course, Charlie Blackman made it. I can kind of like re-famous, I suppose. Joining me now, big news in the state media world for sure. Jerry Schimmel, again, where he belongs, in my opinion, as, one of the voices of the Colorado Rockies. Jerry, my friend, congratulations. Nobody deserves that honor as much as you, my friend.
Brady, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm so excited. I never saw this come. I never thought it would happen. I didn't think I'd ever get back in Major League Baseball, and here I am back doing this happened 2 days ago and back doing the opening day. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but I could not be more excited, and I appreciate your very kind words, my friend.
And nothing like getting prepped up and ready to go. to 2 days ago, and it's like, hey, Jerry, here you go, man. Good luck.
Yeah, no spring training. So, you know, we always hear about Brady, about players. I got to get my timing down. Well, I hope I got my timing down because I didn't have any spring training at all to do it with. So, no, I'm excited about it. I'm hoping once I get back in that saddle, things will fall back into place and just have a great time and hopefully a great game today.
Jerry, you're going to be doing the full circle here, man, because 2 weeks ago you were doing UNC basketball. Before that, UNC football, and then jumping right into baseball. Are you ever going to get a break, my man?
Probably not. You know what? You appreciate this too, Brady. You know, when you're this business, it's just so fun. It's just a labor of love. And for me, the more I can do it, the more happier I am. So I love it. I don't like the downtime. I want to get right back to work, roll sleeves up. And my wife might not agree with that, but that's kind of the way I look at things.
Well, man, we're pumped for you. Of course, we've gotten the honor to know you over the last year or so with your work with UNC. And I know I really enjoy listening to you and Tanner doing Rockies Rundown. So we're, of course, hopeful that we can continue to work with you in some capacity, because I know our Northern Colorado listeners certainly loved hearing Jerry Schimmel.
Yep, I'm with you on that. I was just talking to my wife about that last night. So, you know, what do you think about UNC? And I said, I would love to keep doing those games if it works. I know that in the fall there'll be some conflicts with football, but hopefully we can work through all that. But, you know, I'm excited to stay on board with you guys, and that's just been a great experience. I told Tanner this morning that this last 6 months has been some of the most enjoyable time of my life, and I'm serious about that professionally. Just going to do UNC games, and just everybody's so humble and so nice, and I get treated like a king, and it was just a great experience for me. So, answer your question, yeah, Brady, I'm really hope I can come back.
Hey, we'll pull some. I'll talk to Jaden over there. He'll pull some strings. We'll see what we can make happen.
He's the man. Yeah,
he's the guy. He's taking over.
The buck stops on Jaden's desk.
Good or bad. So when bad things happen, blame him. Good things. Okay, maybe I had something to do with it. Who knows? Jerry, I'm looking forward to this one, man. I'm pumped. I'm all in. You know, Tanner's been all in on the Rockies for a while now, and I've been pretty skeptical. But there's something about Rockies opening day that even the biggest skeptic, it's hard for them to find any kind of negative on a day like this. I think we're all just ready to see the Rockies in action.
I'm so with you. And I think that's the vibe you get around here in opening day, and it's always been that way. You forget about what the so-called experts are predicting for the season. And this year it's, what, 69 wins or 70 or something like that, depending on what you look at. I don't think fans are thinking about that today. They're thinking about baseball is back, and we got a beautiful weather day today, 62 and sunshine and a full house and some new players to watch, like Chris Bryant, who is former Rookie of the Year, MVP in the league, and a World Series champion. You know, you got those kind of guys that are new that everybody's excited about seeing. So, yeah, I think you throw all that out. And, you know, it's interesting, Brady. I've always said this, and I experienced it again today. I like to, whenever I can, walk through the concourse before a game. And you know what? Before a Major League Baseball game, everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Yeah. They forget about all their problems and their issues, and you know, they're just happy to be at the ballpark and watch this game, enjoy the weather, and have a beer maybe. So I just love doing that because everybody's in a different mood than they normally are, and I absolutely love it.
So what's that atmosphere like, Jerry, down there? Again, I'm seeing stuff all over social media with the pictures and the videos, but it's not just the game. I mean, there's a gigantic party taking place.
There is, and outside the ballpark, there's all kinds of stuff going on. McGregor Square is open now, and I just came from there a little while ago. That's a beautiful place, and they got all kinds of festivities going on in there, and beer tents, and you know, bands, and all that stuff playing right around the ballpark the same way. And then you get inside the ballpark, you got the Dodgers and the Rockies. Dodgers taking batting practice right now. So it is it'll be a flyover and the flag and just a great time on opening day, no question.
I'm talking to Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. And Jerry, talk to us about this team, man. Today's one of those days where I kind of throw stuff out the window. Yeah, I think the Dodgers are a much better team on paper, but I think I heard Tanner and you guys talking about this yesterday, that maybe opening day, if there is going to be some kind of crazy upset, this is the one to probably look at between these two teams.
Yeah, I think so. You never know what can happen on opening day. I feel like on opening day especially, you have a big advantage. Now, some teams and some ballparks are really tough to play in. I always thought that San Francisco was really difficult for people to come in, being sea level and it's the wind's blowing and all that kind of stuff. They have such a big home field advantage. But on opening day, I think it's a great equalizer. I think everybody's got that advantage because you got the big crowd and you got all the excitement and the emotion that's going into that first day. So, yeah, and you've got Kyle Freeland, who has been good in these kinds of games, Brady. I think the bigger the game, the better that Kyle Freeland is. So, you know, Walker Buehler will be throwing 100 miles an hour, but hopefully the Rockies starter can kind of counteract some of that, and the Rockies pull off a win today.
Jerry, with some of the offseason acquisitions, getting a guy like Chris Bryant and Randall Grichuk and re-signing Ryan McMahon and bringing in Chad Kuhl as well, you look at it and go, okay, the roster looks actually pretty darn good, but we are looking at the starting pitchers. We are looking at that bullpen. How much pressure do you think like a guy like Ramon Marquez and, of course, Kyle Freeland, as you mentioned, getting the start today, how much pressure do you think those guys are feeling going into this season?
You know, I don't think a tremendous amount. I really don't. You know, those guys have been around here and are familiar with the franchise and have been around this opening day block and certainly have, you know, competed on a high basis for a long time. So I don't think they're feeling all that much. I think if anybody is feeling a little pressure, it's probably guys like Chris Bryant and Randall Grichuk. I mean, the new guys that are counting on to provide some offense that was really lacking a year ago. So I think the biggest thing with that starting rotation is they got to stay healthy, because if they, and Patrick Saunders said this yesterday, if they stay healthy, that's a good group. That's a good 5 to 6 starting pitchers right there. Not going to set the world on fire, but a solid group. And if they can, you know, be able to perform every 5 days as a group, then I think this team's going to be okay, because we know this, they're going to be better offensively. They're going to be a lot better on offense for sure.
Jerry, talk to us a little bit about the Chris Bryant situation. You know, because I think so many, I was one of them. I was absolutely shocked at this. Not complaining. I mean, there's some Rockies fans that are like, what? We're not keeping, no, what happened here? But I looked at this, I was just absolutely shocked. But kind of sounds like Chris Bryant from the get-go kind of always wanted to be a Rocky.
Yeah, I think that is the case. You know what? We just came from Bud Black's interview in the dugout, his media session, and he said the same thing, Brady. And somebody asked him, well, you know, what about your new acquisition, Chris Bryant? And Bud said, you know, the number one thing with him is he wanted to be here. He wanted to be a Rocky. Now, the money talks, that's always the first motivation. Despite what anybody says, that's always the biggest key. And that's $184 million is a lot of money, so that will get your attention. But I think he legitimately is excited about playing in Denver, playing 81 games at Coors Field. Why wouldn't you if you're an offensive player? And I think he really is thinking this team can turn things around and surprise a lot of people, because he knows some of the personnel here. He's good friends with some of the players that are here already. So I've always loved the guy. I loved him as a player, love his attitude, and just great to have him in a Rockies uniform.
So what is that vibe then? Again, I know, as you said, opening day, everybody's 0-0. It's a fresh start, clean slate. Is there a real vibe, though, that you can feel, Jerry, that this team kind of believes? Because last year, I know we all said the right things, but I didn't get that sense. I kind of get that sense, and I'm not even there. So what are you getting?
Yeah, you know, it's a little difficult for me because it wasn't a spring training, and that's really where you kind of get a good feel for a team, I think, is when you spend those 6 weeks in Scottsdale with them, and you really get to know guys and talk to them on and off the air. So this is really my first time around with these guys, but when I hear guys like Patrick Saunders and Thomas Harding say that there's just a different vibe with this team, it just feels different, then I get excited that way, and I got to believe them because these guys are have been doing this a long time, very trustworthy. So when people say just a different feel, and maybe that starts with a general manager, I don't know, but there's a different feel. Everybody's saying, I'm sure I'm going to catch it at some point here, probably very soon. But if someone like Patrick Saunders, whom I really respect, says this team looks and feels different, I think they're going to look and feel different.
Well, talk to us about that general manager, Bill Schmidt. Obviously, a lot of people wanted, you know, maybe the Rockies to go out, you know, with an external hire and maybe stop going so much looking inward and going with the same kind of recycling. But so far, so good. And again, 0-0, we'll see how the season goes. But it seems like he's made some pretty good moves, both in free agent signings, in trading, and of course, in re-signing with Ryan McMahon. I've been a fan of everything so far.
Yeah, so have I. And Bill's a very laid-back guy. He's very guarded. He's a very friendly man, but he's not going to come up and start talking to you. He's just sort of quiet that way, but extremely intelligent and been around baseball for 30 years. So, you know, the word is that when he was interviewed for this job, and they kind of kicked the tires at some people outside the organization to come in and change it. But they love some of Bill's ideas, and just because he was working with Jeff Bridich doesn't mean he's Jeff Bridich. And so got his own sort of way he does things. His approach is different. I think he's extremely upbeat, very positive. So I'm with you, Brady. I really like what he's done so far. And I just, knowing Bill for the last 12 years, I feel like good things are happening with this guy.
All right, Jerry, does Russell Wilson, I mean, does he fire that ball down there first, getting that first pitch? Or is he going to be like Peyton Manning and we're kind of surprised he's not able to get it to the catcher?
I'm guessing it's probably somewhere in between. Russell Wilson was a baseball player and got drafted by the Rockies, actually. So we know he's got that great arm. But I'm guessing he probably takes it pretty easy just to make sure he doesn't hurt himself, which is good for all of us.
Isn't it kind of crazy, though? Almost poetic, Jerry. He was, as you said, drafted by the Rockies, goes on to do amazing thing with the Seahawks. And here he is. He's a Bronco. But he's actually throwing out the opening pitch for the Rockies-Dodgers opening day. I mean, this is why we love sports. So many of these crazy things can happen.
Isn't that something? I mean, a couple months ago, would you ever predicted that Chris Bryant would be in the lineup for the Rockies? And this guy, the quarterback's throwing out the first pitch. So it's a fun time to be a Denver sports fan, no question. I mean, with that trade and with the free agent signings of Chris Bryant and the upbeat this team seems to have right now, it's a great time to be a fan. And I think it's going to be a terrific season. I think this team's going to surprise a lot of people.
Yeah.
I really do.
I'm excited for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, of course, we're carrying the Rockies game, so we're going to get to hear Jerry Schimmel all season here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Jerry, again, we're so proud of you, man. We've always been such a huge fan. It was an absolute pleasure to actually be able to work with you throughout the course of the football and basketball season. And now we're just thrilled to be able to listen to you back where you belong with those Colorado Rockies.
I appreciate that, Brady. Thanks for the kind words, my friend. And hope we can keep doing this. I'll be a guest on your show anytime you want me.
All right, Mike. Well, we'll be reaching back out Monday. We'll see what the weekend looks like for the Rockies.
Hey, sounds great.
All right, Jerry. Have a great call, my friend.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Brady.
There he is, Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies. We're going to try. We're certainly going to try to see if we can squeeze in him doing UNC football and basketball. Again, it's all going to depend on maybe the powers that be on both sides and what Jaden thinks about all that. All of these things to weigh, of course, in the scheduling going into it. Rockies, Dodgers, I'm getting pumped. We're breaking at 1:30 today. And we're going to send it right back over to Jerry Schimmel and Jack Corrigan. We're excited to hear those guys and what they're going to bring to the table all season long. And there's some optimism surrounding the Rocks. I mean, it's opening day, but it feels even different than last year. It really does. Because you did add somebody. I mean, I was a month ago, Jades. I said on this show a month ago, or maybe more, I said, this is going to be the first season that I can remember that the Rockies are not entering the season with some kind of a superstar. Because Trevor Story, we knew Trevor Story was gone. And then what? 3 days later, they sign. They get Chris Bryant. You know, they make sure they have Ryan McMahon locked up, but he's not a superstar yet. But they make sure he's locked up because they believe in him. They get Randall Grichuk in a trade. I mean, so suddenly you look at it and go, wow, okay, never mind. They do have a superstar going in. And you don't think people are pumped about Chris Bryant? They absolutely are. They're thrilled. It's going to be fun. You guys like them to win? They beat the Dodgers on opening day last year. If there was an opportunity for something crazy to happen, it would be today. And in Denver, with maybe some Russell Wilson magic. Maybe Ciara? Is it Ciara or Sierra? I always mess it up. She was at the Nuggets game last night. Russell was at the Nuggets game last night. That was fun. I mean, he's making the rounds. He's promoting Colorado. It is a fantastic time. You know, we had a great college basketball season for Northern Colorado colleges. And now we're jumping right into exciting times happening in the pro ranks. I mean, oh, not even that. Spring ball's happening in football. I've been excited about that. Going to practice, checking that out bright and early for Colorado State. Have yet to get out to UNC, but I'm going to try to do that next week. Try to get down to CU. I don't know. We'll see. But this is an amazing time. This state is jam-packed, full of amazing, amazing sports. Noob says, whoa, no superstar. What about Dinger? That's true. That's true. Where there is a Dinger on this Rockies team, we are never without a real megastar. 37 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's talk about the poll question. Nikola Jokic doing crazy things, about ready to get another MVP. Has he now cracked the top 20 list? Probably not, but let's discuss. Let's look at it. I want to get your thoughts. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's get to the latest on the local sports flash.